we spoke to Graeme Yannis, this is the personal secretary, last week, and we just basically had to put the proposal forward of where we felt that the problems were. As you said, we lost two of probably what would be the busiest months of the year for March. March already, sure, with suckler cow numbers decreased, would have been struggling all along. Massive insurance premiums, which we spoke about many of the time on your programme before, which have doubled. Rates, they would be our biggest cost now that we have lost a massive chunk of our income, so to speak, for the year. We will struggle. And plus the fact we're going to head back into a situation where March will be in operation with limited numbers. So you'll only be slouching in so many cattle, you'll only be slouching in so many customers. So we'll probably have to increase our sale days and make a lot of changes there. The prospect of that, we'll also have to introduce a lot of markets around the country, and the bigger markets have introduced online systems, and that's probably going to be a reality for a lot of markets into the future. So the online systems are not cheap by any manner of means. They're quite expensive. Probably in the short term we won't actually see it on that when open up again, but we will see it in the long term when it comes to your year end and the accounts are done and you have this massive hole sitting there and huge fixed costs to pay out, and it will be a problem. And yes, that's why we need to meet with the minister and discuss it.
You mentioned about some marts, probably larger marts, moving to online sales. Have those online sales worked in any way?
They are working. Look, it's a means to an end at the minute. Am I a fan of online sales? No, I don't believe it's the way to buy livestock. In Donegal here, I don't think any of the marts have moved down that road, but it will be a factor in the future for the simple reason, I suppose, sellers aren't going to be allowed onto the premises for a very long time. So in order to facilitate sellers maybe being able to watch the auction system and having faith in how they're, you know, the customers that are there and to purchase their cattle and see what's going on. And for people that, you know, onlookers that used to go into the market, for this time that they'll be able to watch it online, it's a facility we probably are going to have to look at. Would I be a fan and say it's a way to sell cattle? No, it is not. But at the minute, it's all we have is food, so to speak. Otherwise, you have a tender process, which we are also, I'm going to try one now next Friday, which I haven't done in a month's time. And that's a long time-consuming affair. And so it's a means to an end at the minute. Farmers have to sell their livestock, you know.